The nearly $20 million project begins on April 15th. Del.CR McLeod describes what it entails.
We'll remove the existing I-95 southbound on-ramps at 2nd Street and Jackson Street in Wilmington and build a new ramp configuration that will allow for safer access to I-95 southbound.
The current configuration has one of the highest crash rates in the Wilmington corridor. The new configuration adds left turn lanes on Lancaster Avenue to Adams Street and 2nd Street to the new reconfigured on-ramp. The 2nd Street on-ramp to I-95 South will close on May 2nd and remain closed for the rest of the project. The project is expected to last 8 months, and there's a chance it's completed quicker as the stay-at-home order during the COVID-19 pandemic reduces traffic on the roadways, making it easier for construction crews, according to McLeod.
We've seen a decrease in traffic volume ranging from 40 to 50% on our roads statewide, including I-95. So there's been a dramatic reduction in traffic, and that has allowed us to expedite a number of projects around the state.
McLeod adds the main part of the I-95 project gets underway next March. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.